Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields Delamonte, and I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale. Please excuse my voice. I am battling the flu, and I'm a little froggy, but I am going to try my best to muscle through this tonight. How are you doing today, Lynn?
Oh, I think a little better than you, Sue, but you're doing great. I think you're probably in the majority. It sounds like every other person on the earth has this flu right now, but you'll be better, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you're too, as you say, you're too stubborn for this to take you down after everything you've been through.
I've been through too many other things that could have taken me out. It's not going to be the stupid flu. I've got too much life to live.
Yeah, yeah, you've got a lot of good things happening for you now, so I'm cheering you on.
But
flu aside, we're all doing okay, I think, hey, and just looking at our topic for this week about, I was writing it as fear and grief blocking us, but what I was hoping to get at was how we block our connection with spirit through these negative emotions. I've been working with a lot of clients lately who all they want is to contact their loved one on the other side, but they are blocking it themselves, and it's the grief and the fear. So what are your thoughts on that, Sue? And listen, if you just talk a little bit and we'll take turns so you can rest your voice and your forehead.
I agree that with fear and grief, we do block what comes through from the other side. I know when my husband died suddenly, it's been almost 3 years, it'll be 3 years in April, I can't believe it, but when
wow.
he died suddenly, it was just the grief and everything, all the stages that go along with it were so strong, I could not do a reading. It was almost a year after he was gone before I was able to start reading again.
Wow. Yeah.
I just had so many things going through my mind. And, you know, one of the stages of grief is anger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a negative feeling. So whatever negative energies we hang on to definitely block what comes from the other side. And
yeah.
on the fear aspect, you may want to connect with your loved one that's on the other side, but if you have unresolved issues at the time of their passing, you might be afraid of what they have to say to you.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And also the fear of the unknown from what's on the other side. We all have our hopes of what it's going to be like, but we don't really know for sure until we get there.
Mm-hmm. But the one message I do get, and I'm sure you do, Sue, when I do connect for people, is that they are fine. They're okay.
Yeah.
It's we're the ones that are, as James von Prague says, you know, dying is easy, living is hard.
Yes.
You know? But, yeah, they're okay. It's, you know, it's they're back at source. They're back, you know, unless they have stuck around on Earth. Ryan describes it as a fourth dimension? The energies. I wish we could tap his brain right now. Yeah, he says it's a fourth dimensional entity that may hang around as a ghost. But
yeah.
most go right back to source. They go back to love and they're fine. They're fine. We're not. But,
right.
But it does block.
We miss them so much. And once they get over there, it's like their concept of time is so different than ours. Ours, we wait years and years and years, and to them, it's a blink of an eye.
Right.
So that's why even if they see us grieving And they're still in bliss because they know in a blink of an eye we're going to be back together and everything is going to be just glorious.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, pure love, I've heard it described as.
Yeah.
And I've heard 360-degree view, which is still pretty feeble, you know, way to describe it. But for us, that's, like, pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ability to be everywhere at once, moving at the speed of thought, is another one that comes through.
Yeah,
but,
always
a message of, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
me. In the mountains and at the ocean at the same time and learning new planting techniques and working with animals at the same time, visiting loved ones and still being on the other side. It's just, it's mind-boggling at everything
sure
they can
is.
Do. They're so free.
Absolutely. No, we're more in the narrowed down place here. I think we are the limit. We have the limits of the physical world to deal with. I had a nice little passage, though, that I hope I have it right here about grief. And grief is a passage. It's not a place to stay. Grief is the price of love. You know, and it's unique to everyone. But I just wanted to say that, you know, while we're blocking ourselves with our monkey mind, which is just chattering all over the place, wasting our imaginations, and during that time, the signs from spirit are all around, wouldn't you say, Sue? Like, we're just not seeing them.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, and we block it. They can be the easiest things. You know, you're walking through the house, you find a penny on the floor. All of a sudden, there's just a little tiny light flash in the house. You can smell something. A song will pop into your head. I mean, there's signs everywhere.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You're driving along, and every car you see on the road is blue, and that was the favorite color of a loved one. That's a message.
Mm-hmm. License plates, too, sometimes will do it.
Yes.
Yeah. But, also, I was going to say, too, that animals, I find spirit can use the animals as avatars. I have had visits from dragonflies that I can't mistake, you know. I've seen people have signs from birds. And I remember after one loved one died, a deer ran alongside my car for about 2 miles. And I knew it was spirit coming through. But you can look for that sign in all kinds of nature. When we see pictures in the clouds, yes, that's a nice little sort of right brain activity. But also those pictures may be just meant for you. You know, the pictures you see in the sun or in a tree bark. You know, that if it's there, you can have faith that's a sign for you. And there's magic everywhere. So don't forget, in the time of fear, in the time of grief, that it is very magical and it is finite. So pay attention, even in the grief. I had a couple of extra notes here, but...
I have an example. Lori and I, it was not long, couple of months after Ray had passed, and Lori Connell and I went to a Zen garden together.
Aww.
And we were sitting, looking at the water and just talking and meditating a little bit, just enjoying the scenery. And a little white butterfly came flying. It landed on my chest, right over my heart. Flew up, landed on my cheek, fluttered right in front of my face, landed on my heart again, and then my cheek, and then it left.
Neat.
Anybody that knows me knows I am absolutely terrified of anything that flutters close to me.
Huh.
I love watching birds, butterflies and things, as long as they're not close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this butterfly just came in so gently and I wasn't afraid at all. And Lori was fumbling to get her camera out and taking pictures, and it was just, I know it was Ray. It was just an exceptional moment, and she was there to share it with me.
That's so beautiful. I've seen that happen mostly in videos and whatnot, but of that same thing happening with balloons and bubbles. Absolutely. It's quite astonishing. I'll ask, as a friend of mine's got one of a balloon that goes to each person in the room one by one. I'll see if I can get that video somehow and put it on the Sacred Embers page. Wow. I had one little funny thing when I was just taking, I was trying to channel the notes about the subject, and it said spirit, and reminding us that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So when we do connect with spirit, think like ET call home. Just think it's as simple as that, right? Just surrender, because we are like ETs calling home when we connect that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think of it that way. Well, what do you think about our first caller, Sue? We've got this person waiting for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I'll just give out the number if anyone wants to call in for a mini reading or talk about our subject. The number to call is 646-564-9868. And we will pick up and bring you on. So right now, we're bringing on area code 678. You're on the air. Can we take your name, please?
Hello, this is Shay. How are you guys?
Hi, we've talked to you before, haven't we?
No.
No? Oh, I'm thinking of another Shay then. All right. Well, welcome to Divine Connections. Did you have anything to talk about on our subject of fear and grief blocking connection with spirit? Any thoughts on that?
Yes, I can probably could go along with that because of it just seemed like, you know, when you not seeing things going the way you want it to go, or you the fear of the unknown is just really, it amplifies your anxiety a little, and then you don't know how it's going to go, especially if you depend on this and that and it doesn't work out. So I think the fear of the unknown is very real, because I know I go through it, and also with grief. And I dealt with my grief thing was dealing with the divorce. So that was my grief period. So definitely I have experienced a lot of just dealing with that, of losing pretty much everything, it seemed like, that was around
Absolutely.
me. So,
divorce is a perfect example of grief, because even though the person is still among the living, it's the death of something precious. And everything that goes along with it. And then comes in the fear of not knowing what the next step is in life and where you're going to go from there. So that is a perfect example of grief.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we do imagine if we don't know what's going to happen, our minds tend to take over and make stuff up, which is even scarier than what actually might happen. So, we do have that tendency. That's a really good point, Shay. Thank you for that. Did you have a question that you wanted to ask tonight, or anything to?
I have a lot of questions, but is there any way I can get a general reading of what to come for me the next month or two?
Okay. Yeah. And if you have anything specific, don't feel shy about chiming up. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll go right ahead, Sue. Why don't we just go back and forth with this? Because I already got a very a sense of somebody being very pushy in your life, Shay. somebody pushing you, trying to make you feel things that you don't feel, or trying to make you do things you don't want to do? Is there somebody doing that to you?
No.
Okay. Not a work situation or anything that you're feeling stuck with?
Not in that way of pushing us, but I am looking for full-time work. I mean, I have a part-time job right now, but I'm looking for full-time.
Okay.
And maybe I'm pushing myself.
Could that be? I'm just feeling the sense of you being pushed, almost like pushed too hard. I wouldn't know where to apply it, really, but just that I feel like I need to push back. I want to, like, take, if I'm feeling your energy, I want to push back and get some energy clear. Like, I need to clear the space a bit. Like, anyway, I'll leave that with Sue, and I'll keep doing stuff and see if Sue gets a little past that. But the pushing is very strong, and something is pushing too hard on you. So, okay. Go ahead, Sue. I'll keep going here.
Okay. I pulled a couple of cards for you tonight, Shay, and the first one that I pulled was the leadership card. And it's Archangel Gabrielle, and she's saying it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So that could be the pushing that Lynn is picking up on, that you need to put yourself out in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And pardon me, my throat's tickling and I don't want to cough while I'm trying to talk. pay really close attention to any of the little thoughts and ideas that are coming up to you, questions that you've been asking yourself, and you'll have a thought pop into your head on it and you kind of push it aside. Don't push all of them aside. Those are answers that are coming from the other side, from your angels and your spirit team. So when you are thinking about something and you have the little thought pop in, pay closer attention to it.
Okay.
Those are answers that are coming in to guide you.
Okay.
And Archangel Azrael is coming through and saying that she is with you in your time of need and helping to heal your heart. It's time for you to let go of the past hurts and realize what a strong, independent, confident woman you are, and how beautiful and loving you are, and how much you have to offer to others. And really find your footing and move forward. It's time to put the past in the past and look into the future, because you have a very positive, very bright future ahead of you. And there's going to be great things unfolding for you. So really concentrate on yourself. Build yourself up. You are an awesome lady. You have wonderful energy. It's just kind of like on a dim glow right now, and you need that light to be so much brighter how you used to be. You used to shine so much brighter. But with everything that's happened, your bulb's kind of dim right now. So work on that. You're too strong and you're too wonderful of a person to let all the negative energy creep in. So get rid of all the negative and concentrate on the positive. Listen to the little messages that are coming through for you, because you've got no place to step up, and the sky is the limit for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lynn, if you
Hello?
Gotten any...
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if I should jump in or not there.
You go right in.
I got a little more on the push thing I'm picking up on. You do I sense drive yourself, right, to keep going. Are you trying to meet an expectation, like where you are at? You're trying to get, like, somewhere else. You're trying to fulfill an expectation, I think, that you feel pushed to do better and better and better, but are you taking time to, like, keep in the present moment is what I'm picking up. If you push yourself all the time about and thinking of the future all the time, you're missing these present moments. And as Sue was talking about the heart healing, I was flooded with green light in my eyes, like the color of the heart chakra. Again, I agree very strongly that there's a heart healing needed here for you. It feels like a little bit like a football that's been kicked around. Like, you know, it just needs to stop kicking it and let it heal a wee bit there. And yeah, concentrate too on when you're doing meditation. Concentrate strongly on that heart chakra and heal it for yourself. Even though the things that happened to that heart weren't your fault, it becomes, the healing becomes your challenge. So stay, and do try really hard to stay in the day-to-day. Keep those moments, because that's all you've got, really. Living in the future won't bring you inner peace. So a question you want to ask yourself here is, if you want to know, you know, how important something is, ask yourself, how will this matter? Will this matter in a year? And even, you can even get it tighter, like, will it matter in a week, a month, a year? Keep the worries. I mean, if you have to worry or, you know, chew on something mentally, try and do it with the most important things, but get the small stuff out of the way, because you might drive yourself a little bonkers if you keep focusing like that. But I agree with Sue. I think you've got amazing power within yourself. And I also think, do you work on your psychic abilities?
No, I don't. I was told that, but I just don't feel that.
Would you agree perhaps that you are an empath when you work? Like, do you feel people's energy a little heavily all the time?
I'm not sure on that, because I don't know. I really couldn't say that, because because I mean, I probably just thinking it's my, I mean, majority it is my, you know, of what I'm feeling. I don't think, like, once I be around someone, I can pick up, like, certain energies. It depends on the person sometimes, but not if something going on. I mean, I can't really pick it up like that. I mean, the only thing that come close to intuitive or psychic for me is through my dreams. Like, I might pick up something and I'm like, oh, that's why they show that in my dreams, and then, like, the next day it happens, or they give me a symbol.
That's definitely a place to start from, wouldn't you agree, Sue? Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's,
and
nothing
it's funny
to that
you asked about the psychic abilities, because that kept popping into my head too.
Like, I feel like you have, it's like you haven't opened your Christmas presents or something, you know? You've got so much ability to develop. Go, Sue, you talk too.
Yeah, it's, I think that's where a lot of the thought process was coming in, and that's claircognizance. And just a thought will pop into your head, a random thought. And that is a psychic ability. That is a message coming from the divine. So that's why you need to concentrate on that more. I honestly think that you have several psychic abilities that you're kind of pushing to the back burner. And on top of being an empath, I think that you've got the claircognizance, like I said, which is the thought process popping in. And then, obviously, if you're dreaming and you're getting signs coming through, but I think that there's a lot more that you don't pay attention to. that you should really concentrate on, because it'll bring you a lot more answers too.
Okay. Maybe I just don't want it to develop. Maybe that's what it is. I just don't. Not saying I don't care about it. Just, you know, sometimes, like, if I share that with someone, then they, you know, some of them, like, kind of like, yeah, okay. And then some people are really intrigued. So I just say, I don't want to deal with that. So I just keep it to myself now.
There's a
rule of thumb, right? You don't give people more information than they can handle. So
right.
I understand your caution. I find a lot of the clients I work with, depending on the region, they say, like, you know, if anyone knew I was talking to you, they'd be really upset, and they'd be, you know, there's a lot of fear of the type of work we do. So I understand why you would, you know, be holding back a wee bit. But, you know, don't deprive yourself. You can do this in private or with one or two trusted people. You know,
absolutely.
There's groups you can join. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can do this from within. It's an inside job, right? So, yeah, don't let that stop you, you know?
No.
There's always going to be... someone's always going to be there to give you a lecture on something, you know? Just
right.
Let them...
People don't understand, you know, it's so many people were raised in... you know, strict religions that think this is the work of the devil and, you know, it's satanic and it's, you know, against Christ and all of that stuff. And
right.
For years and years and years, you know, the majority of my life, I let my mother know at a young age what I could see and hear and feel and do, and it was kind of poo-pooed on. So... every now and then I would throw a little bit out there of something that I knew that I shouldn't know, but I kept it to myself until probably, I would say, about 20 years or so ago, and then I started letting it out more and more, and then about 15 years ago, I said, you know what, the hell with it. This is who I am. This is what I am. And I don't just go up to someone and say, hi, my name is Sue and I'm a psychic.
Right.
But if it comes up in the conversation, I am not going to deny any longer who I am and what I do. I will maybe do it in an offhanded kind of way so that it doesn't make them feel uncomfortable. You have to read every situation that you're in. But I finally got to the point where I was comfortable that I can say, this is me, and this is what I do. And if you're not comfortable with it, then your abilities are going to stay hidden. They'll sneak in every now and then, but the more open
right.
you are to it, the more they're going to open to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're
right.
ready, it's all going to be there for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess I'm not there yet. So who knows? I mean, that's just for me saying that tonight. So it can change in a month. Maybe I am ready. So things can change.
Well, sometimes
by the minute.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's so.
Just a matter of giving permission to ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was just hoping that, because I'm looking for work, so, because I know, like I said, I had a part-time job, and I'm trying to get back there and start working Monday through Friday, you know, because it's like going on a month now of not having that, you know, the stable job. So I can eventually leave the weekend job, eventually, because... And I'm just hoping.
Yeah. What kind of work are you looking for? I'm getting something medical here.
I can do medical. I'm in the medical field, but I think I can branch off. I do like government.
Okay.
I have a government experience. marketing, sales. I'm really like versatile.
Are you in kind of a medical related job right now though? Like the part time
yes,
you're
the
doing?
Yes, the part time. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
Just on
now,
the computer.
Is that kind of not a path with heart for you? If, you know what I mean? It's not kind of the thing you dream of doing forever and ever sort of thing.
Right. Yes. I mean, I like going there because I like the people I work with, but it's not, it's not the one. I'm just, hopefully next month is, I find something that's more stable and it's not a temp job. It's a stable job.
Yeah, because I'm getting the image of a door closing there for you. That's one door closing. So I don't think you'll have to do that. What are you picking up, Sue, on that? Anything? In the work front?
Sorry, I was just hacking my brains out again. I am not seeing anything in the next month. I would say maybe 2 months. But it's going to come after you get you back on track energy-wise. When you get your energy all focused and centered and your light shining bright again, that's when the offers are going to start pouring in. And it's going to be multiple offers. It's not going to be just one or two here and there. It's going to be multiple offers. So just really, really concentrate on your energy being upbeat all the time and working on aligning and clearing all your chakras and the positive energy, and everything's going to start flowing in. It's going to be like a tidal wave.
Yeah, in a way, it kind of feel like that right now because I'm getting interest and I'm getting interviews. I'm just wait. I mean, I have a job offer right now. It's just doesn't take my fancy.
That's not the right one.
Right. It's not the one. I mean, first of all, it pays monthly, and then secondly, it's an independent contractor position. That causes you not to have benefits, and that's what I'm looking for.
Causes you not to have benefits. You have to worry about your own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You have
much
to worry about it being an independent. That you really, really have to weigh the pros and cons of it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like I feel like I have to take it right now because that's the only thing coming through at the moment. So, like, certain things I'm waiting on, I'm doing a follow-up. And to hear back from them, but I'm getting the calls and the emails and going out. It's just a matter of them calling me and let me know, like, okay, you can, you know. Or send me an email, like, hey, congratulations.
Yeah. Work on your energy level. You raise your energy level and it's going to come to you. Because you are a positive, upbeat person, and you're just like, it's, I see the picture of an anchor. And, you know, an anchor holds us in place.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that anchor in order to move forward, and part of that is raising your energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, Lynn, you said you see do you see something coming up in February, if it's not that job offer I have?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly towards the end of February.
Okay.
Later. It's not going to be real early February, maybe later February, early March.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hopefully... Yeah, I guess I got to keep praying and meditating.
Absolutely. Work on your vibration.
Something. Yeah. And
manifest too. Like, actually go around as if you already have it. I'm getting an image of one of the places you're going to have an interview with has a lot of plants in the lobby and a big window. Like, it's striking for the natural light and the nice feeling you get in it. Watch for a place like that, because I'm seeing this interior. It's like the sort of waiting room before you go in to get the interview. But I'm seeing a nice big window and healthy plants that obviously the people that work there are looking after them. And it's got a nice living feeling to the place. So look for that and watch the way you feel when you get in that place. And and I also get a feeling, I think Sue mentioned this too, like it's all going to start coming in at once. You're going to have a lot of different offers to consider. And I'm also picking up sort of early March more than the end of February, but very soon, like it's coming at you. And I would, be locked and loaded for that experience, because you're going to get a whole bunch of offers. But that's what I'd say is watch for that one sort of visitor's area where it's quite bright and airy and has plants in it. See what you think when you get there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Just getting that interior for you. And also the number 12. So whatever that would mean for you. I don't know if that's angel number 12, but
right.
We can look that up if you like, because it's a slow night. And we're,
okay.
So we can take
that'd
time with you.
Okay.
Angel, Sue, do you know your angel numbers, or have you got a way to? I can look it up.
Can look. I'm halfway there right now with my computer.
Oh. You're so fast for a sick person. That's wonderful. Yeah. I do feel like it is the numbers coming in as a like a symbolic number for you, so
rather
than like a date or something like that. It could mean like
March. I was gonna say like February 12th or March the 12th or.
The number 12 is a combination of the numbers 1, which means stay positive, and 2, which means keep the faith. The numbers together, 12 is a strong message to stay positive, optimistic, and filled with faith, because your positive thoughts and faith will create a positive outcome.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one. Today. Your energy high up there, keep positive thoughts coming in. And.
Right.
Everything's
positive.
Like a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more you know, more you have that knowing that you are being, the universe is going to answer your prayers, your manifestations. A lot of the people I work with say that the more detailed you are in your manifestation, the more successful you'll find it will be. So, kind of walk that walk before it actually manifests, and you'll be like sliding right into it, and it'll be there for you. But you're going to be fine. You're going to be really fine.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right. And one last thing with the with the vision that you had. Now, is that do you pick up what field that is? Because I want to make sure I'm going in the right field. Because I don't want to waste my time going this field and that field, and that's not where they guided me to go.
Yeah. I don't know. Sue, do you pick anything up on that? It's a very friendly, the image I get is of like the transition space. So where you would come to sit and wait to be called in just has this really open, airy feeling. I think it's like computer work. Okay. As close as I can come.
Okay.
I'm picking up like an office work and customer service, but not customer service. So it's more confusing than an answer, but it's like a where you're going to be helping others in a service area, a just really friendly, happy place.
Yeah, it's hard to put put it into words.
Yeah.
Though. It's like it's almost like helping people adjust to a new experience. So maybe housing people, helping people find housing, almost like a social service, but not. That's about as far as I can get. But I do pick up a really friendly, like a collaborative team in this place, rather than people that are always, helping each other.
I think not getting a clearer message is because this is what you have to find on your own. It's going to be, it's like we're giving you what we're picking up, but it's going to be one of those things when you walk in and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is what they were talking about. And the minute you walk in the door, you're just going to have this overwhelming feeling, and you're going to know this is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to work here. Yeah. It'll feel.
It's like this is home.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see you being surprised by your own excitement because you haven't felt that in a long time. So
right.
You're like, oh, what's that feeling? Oh, my gosh, you know? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, I don't know, but it's not boring, like just repetitive data entry or something like that. No, there's you'll feel there's a purpose to the work you'll be doing. You're like, there's a reason I'm doing this, there's a reason I'm here, and I do see that it helps, you know. That's about as... But I like it. It's a nice feeling. It's very expansive and good. And again, the heart area is very involved. So,
Yeah, because I had a recruiter working with me this morning, and it was working with a state government job, but it's dealing with kind of like IT data, but it's working for the state though. And and I think it's like downtown, the metropolitan area, from where I live. So that was funny that you said computers. I mean, a lot of jobs work on computers, but I know that one have to deal with data a little bit. But you working for the state, so. In a way, you're working, you know, you're working for people, but it's just in a different area, a different way or something.
Well, I'm almost getting that, and I'll see what Sue thinks, but it's almost seeing like you're answering emails. You're writing to people, almost like a liaison for the service. So you're writing to this person, explaining what they need to know and answering questions. So kind of almost like back and forth. Letter writing to the clients.
Oh,
if that
I was getting dealing with lots of people, and they messaging lots of people, but it was not like the same old thing every day. It's a lot more people involved.
There you go.
So more of a service oriented job. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see you being isolated at all in this. I see you being part of a team and part of a lot of people that need help in some way that you'll be helping to help. So it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
Okay. Great. What? So it's coming. So that's good news.
Oh, no. Be of good cheer for sure. Yeah, keep very positive. Remember, you're number 12. And, stay positive.
Sure will.
And you got to believe, and it'll come along for you, it will. And we'd love it if you would call us back sometime, Shay, and let us know how it goes. Let us know what happens.
I will. Definitely,
okay.
I will. You take care, ladies. Y'all have a great night.
Thanks so much
for
calling. And we really appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this is another one of those nights, Sue, where we've had one fabulous caller, and that was pretty much enough. And I was going to share one little... I was thinking about the... when we don't develop our abilities. My mom, when she lived out in the country, she was very, very psychic always, but she, you know, didn't want to acknowledge it at all, and didn't want to, and it was just like to, keep it away, keep it away. And she didn't like to anyone to talk about spiritual stuff like that. However, mm-hmm. it's like spirit said, well, too bad for you. You're going to have some experiences. And like Shay, she would have dreams where what she'd dream about happened the next day, kind of thing. But one interesting experience that she had was she'd go to take her dog for these long walks in this big field, and it had a marsh, and then it would come out on the other side. So about, you know, a 4-mile walk all the way around. So she was walking through the field one day, and she met this guy, and he was walking his dog. And he had a very distinctive hat, like a deerstalker hat, and that sort of Sherlock Holmes coat sort of thing. He looked like quite the outdoorsman, and boots on and stuff. And so the dogs met, and he said, well, look, I'll walk a ways with you if you don't mind. So they walked, I guess, about a mile and got to the marsh. And he said, well, this is where I leave you. And he walked off one way, and she walked off the other. Thought, that's a nice man, very nice, and had kind of forgotten about it until she went down to the neighbors, the son of the guy she'd met, because I guess the guy had talked about his son, and he's one of your neighbors, and some business brought her to this guy's house, and she's talking to him, and she says, oh, and by the way, I met your dad the other day, he's a lovely man, and the guy looked at her like she had three heads, and said... yeah, you guessed it, right?
Uh-huh.
She described the guy's coat and his dress, and she described the dog and the whole thing, right? And he's, yeah, that's my dad, but, you know, he's been dead for 9 years, you know? And the dog went before him, so, .. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that. So even if you don't want to develop your abilities, you know, it's probably good to develop them, because if you do have encounters with a ghost or a spirit or whatever, you're not likely to, you know, walk on water and try to get away. You'll be more, right. You know, ready to deal with it. But I'm glad to say my mom in her later years did get more receptive, because she realized like she couldn't deny her own abilities. And so it was good. She started to sort of accept them a little bit, and that was nice to see. But yeah, we can stand in our own light sometimes.
It would be so nice if people were able to accept being different than the normal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I come from a very long line of psychics. My mother's mother was very, very psychic, and her abilities came through as mental illness, because nobody knew how to deal with it back then.
Oh,
and
wow.
When, you know, my mom was born in the mid-30s, and when they would go trick-or-treating, when they brought their treats home, my grandmother had them dump their treats out so she could check the packages for needle holes in case people injected anything into them.
Yeah.
They didn't do stuff like that back then.
No.
But it was part of her seeing into the future of what was going to happen.
Wow. Yeah.
And my mother was very psychic, but she hid it always. Always
mm-hmm.
hid it. And one of her sisters
yeah.
is very psychic, but she won't accept it because she thinks it's going against God's will.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability.
Wow.
My daughter has the ability. Two of my granddaughters have the ability. I mean, it just, we have to accept who we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think we are, as the veil over the years, as time goes by, and
yeah.
we see more and more crystal and indigo children, like, you know, they can't be denied. And I think we are learning to be a little less repressive about that whole thing. It's not anything scary. It's actually where we came from. And as I say, it's like ET call home, right? We're just calling home when we tap spirit and receive messages and pray, right?
Mm-hmm. If something comes through that does frighten you, you just let God know that's not something you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sylvia Brown used to say, when she was very, very young and she would encounter people, she would see their faces melting off. And depending
right, yeah.
on how their face was melting, she knew when they were going to die. Well, she was too young for that, and thankfully she had a loving grandmother that could help her with that. And she talked to God and talked to her spirit guides and let them know, I cannot deal with this. And it stopped. It didn't come in at that rate anymore. And there's been times that I've gotten jolted, I mean severely frightened by an experience. And so now, wait a minute, this shouldn't be scaring me. I don't want to handle it this way. And I had my granddaughter do that too. Because she would have visitors come every night, and they would come through her bedroom window. And I said, you
right.
just tell them, I don't want this anymore. And it stopped for her. So we have to acknowledge it, and then we still have control over what we see and what we don't see.
Right, absolutely.
And just
yeah.
bring it in our own power and our own speed.
Yeah. Yeah, and they, you know, they're not going to come through if it's a frightening experience. Like, they won't scare you. They just won't scare you. So if it is frightening, you know, it may be an attachment or, but it's not anything that comes from love, for sure. You
yeah.
can take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, what
and
do you think?
When we do
oh,
frightened
sorry.
And we receive that energy, the hair standing up on the back of our neck or just the nervous energy, it's because of a poor soul that is stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than not, they're looking for our help so we can help them cross over to the light.
I'd say so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, again, that's what we use that, the boundary, what the energetic boundaries for. That's why we
yes.
create those. You know, you won't let them in, and they won't be allowed in. So, but anyway, Sue, I'm thinking you've probably worn yourself out doing this hour. So I was going to say, why don't we we'll let the people know what's coming up. And so tomorrow night we have Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And if you haven't heard those guys yet, tune in. They are just a riot, and they're really good readings, too. And then on Friday night, we have Enter the Light, and I think it's with Sheila Quinn, Shannon Johnson, and Ryan Adragna, I think, are the three on that night. And they are a hilarious team, and you should tune in and get a reading from them. And we'll be on again Wednesday night. And if you want to find Sue, you can find her on Facebook. And you can also find her at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/SueF. And you can find me at the same website, lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can also find me on Facebook. We also have a Sacred Embers group. And if you just need to connect, you can go on there and just make a post. So I think that's
Absolutely.
Everything, is it, Sue? Yeah,
I think
covered
that's
all
it.
The bases.
I think Jan is going to be on Friday evening to read a poem or two, and then she
oh, good.
Will be on the show. But I think she said she was going to come on and read some poetry.
Good, yeah. Her poetry is, like, mind-blowing. It's so beautiful. I'm so glad she's going to have the energy for that. Yeah, she's got a really busy schedule. So I guess she and Sheila will take turns doing shows. But yeah, the poetry's fabulous and awesome, and we'll look forward to it. And in the meantime, have an awesome week, everybody, and call in next week, and we will be here, same time, same station. Thanks for listening. Have a love and light, and have a lovely night.